Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How about Ja? Do you see his tweet? Talking about the Grizz more than the finals with these cap-ass sources. And he says, he says I'm going to be in that 901 source, me, with two exclamation points. I think
I like that.
Ja sort of puts when he drops the mic on. I think it was First Take this morning that was doing, should Ja Morant move on, those kinds of things. So it looks like he's answering.
That's a pretty definitive tweet, you know.
I love definitive tweets. I love when somebody shuts up some people who are talking out of some insane sides of their mouth today.
We are doing that, though, in the last couple of days, are we not? We've been talking trade, whether it was, you know, ESPN, First Take, whether it was Get Up. More so than these finals, is it fair to OKC in Indiana, or is it just the, you know, sort of where we are in the NBA and the fact that you got Indiana and OKC out there?
So it bugs me, but I also... Yeah. Understand that it's not as detrimental as I sometimes make it out to be in my brain, because if people are talking about the league, that shows health and interest and entertainment and drive and all that stuff. So if somebody's coming to get the latest on the Kevin Durant trade news and then also gets a preview of Thunder Pacers, those things can act sympathetically and work together. But I don't love it, because we have had such a great series between the Thunder and the Pacers, and it feels like everybody loves the sexy trade talk, off-season talk, and is in such a rush to get to transaction season that you're not appreciating the fact that we have at most 2 more games in this NBA season before we go into the dark parts of summer. So, like, chill for a moment. This can wait. We're going to have so much time to eat up once we get into July that it feels just a little silly that so much of the airspace gets, I won't say wasted, but just spent on the extra conversations outside of a really tremendous series that we've had.
Yeah, it's like the national media can't talk about the finals if they're not breaking down somebody's legacy. Like, oh, what does this mean for so-and-so? Because obviously, like, there's no legacy on either side of this thing right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, if LeBron's not in it, if Steph's not in it, you know, it's like we don't know how to...
God forbid you just talk about the X's and O's.
I mean, Stephen A was literally playing solitaire, in the middle of the game. So it doesn't.
We all saw that halftime show last night. Like, come on.
It doesn't really surprise me altogether that they're not talking about it. And look, I understand. Like, they probably have the data. You know, they probably have what they're. The NBA is always kind of covered like that. It's always been covered about the off court drama. It's been one of my frustrations with it. Like, we talk more about the off court than we do the on court.
Right.
So I don't know. It's been quite the experiment here in the last couple of weeks here with the Memphis Grizzlies. So without knowing what's next, what do we feel about next year? I mean, this doubling down of Ja and Jaren, what should and could that look like?
I'm still so hopeful, and like, listen, I won't change up now. I was hopeful in starting next year with Ja, Jaren, and Dez, and giving it one more go of a beginning. I feel like we'll always have some semblance of feeling a little bit robbed of never getting the full picture, and I guess we got enough of it last season to feel that, you know, it wasn't going to work with those three, and so you make the beginning decision to move on from Desmond Bane. But there's still a lot of reason to believe in a team that is built around Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. And I know, you know, the next step is really like who's going to be that clear number three guy next to them. But I think you're super encouraged with how encouraged the team is by Jalen Wells and the idea of shifting him into the two role, and to have that much hope on a second year player. Like, you never want to be reckless with that hope, but I think it's a testament to what they've seen from him and the work that he put in and the rookie season that he turned. Obviously you put a lot in Zach Edey coming off of this ankle surgery that is a bummer for an offseason conversation and could be a bummer to start the year, but you look around the league and, oh yeah, it sure should help a team to have a 7'4" guy of their own to add onto that back line. And then there's some big question marks, but I don't feel as if the Grizzlies are in this very far, far away scenario where they shouldn't be included in the grouping of teams. You know, behind OKC has solidified themselves as the team in the Western Conference and built to last, and even just seeing what Jalen Williams did last night aside Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gives you reason to once again be fearful of this Thunder team for the long run, because your reminder that he's only 24 years old. But then when you look at the other teams behind, I mean, yes, if San Antonio goes and gets Kevin Durant to put alongside Victor Wembanyama, who's becoming a monk this offseason, that's terrifying. And yes, the Mavs are going to get Cooper Flagg, but that's usually a longer-term project, and the Rockets were great this year, and the Lakers have Luka, and the Nuggets have Jokic, but by all means, no team is perfect. And so as the Grizzlies try to figure out, you know, how do they best compete, there's a lot of different avenues that you can go with, but I don't think you should be sitting here in the doldrums like, oh, God, the Grizzlies can't compete next season. Now, again, I think I'm with both of you in the hope that the package that they got for Desmond Bane results in some other moves being made that really fills it out, where you're not just kind of flirting with, oh, I feel kind of good about this team going into next year. No, you want some solidification of, oh, I'm really confident that this team can compete.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.